People yesterday that I used to be addicted to drugs, but now I'm addicted to Jesus. Amen. I love it. He gives me a fresh dose of the Holy Ghost all the time. Amen. Praise God. You know, I was reminded today of a scripture that in Luke 2:49 that Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. We're here for one purpose, to be here about Daddy's business. Amen. And when the Lord was talking to me about that this morning, he says, so don't take it on yourself what the outcome is. It's my business. You just give me your best and the rest is up to me. Amen. So all God expects from you and I is our best. Amen. Oh, he was getting a back rub. I thought, yeah, I get one. But hallelujah. Praise God. You know, last week I spoke to you about his voice, our choice. And we spoke out of John 10:4, where he said, he putteth forth his own sheep and he goeth before them. And the sheep follow him because they know his voice. We talked about hearing the voice of the Lord and knowing the voice of the Lord and obeying the voice of the Lord. But today I want to take you a little different direction. We're in the Father's business, and I want to begin with saying I'm grateful for each and every one of you. I want you to understand that you're a blessing to the kingdom of God, and you're a blessing to us, and that we love you. Amen? And so many times we may not have the opportunity to say thank you for your work and your labor of love that you do behind the scenes. There's many people that work behind the scenes and people that don't see what they're doing, and that we may come together and we're all working together for the common good for the body of Christ. And so let's start in Hebrews chapter 6, if you're there. You know, the writer of Hebrews, he starts with this bringing some edification and understanding. Chapter 6, in the beginning of chapter 6, kills the once saved, always saved mentality. I want you to get a hold of something. We're saved when we put our trust in Jesus Christ alone for our salvation. If I stop putting my trust in him for my salvation, I'm no longer saved. It's simple as that. You know, he said that no one can pluck you out of his hand, but I know many people that reject Christ. And if you once served the Lord and now you reject Christ, there's no hope for you. When the writer of Hebrews is writing about this, he isn't talking about someone that falls into temptation. He isn't talking about someone that falls into sin. He's talking about somebody that rejects Jesus. Amen. Matter of fact, he says in Hebrews 6:4, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to open shame. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs, meat for them whom it is dressed, receiveth blessings from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. But now I want to speak to the church. I want to speak to you this morning. But, that's a big word, but, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you be not slothful or lazy, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For this morning's message, I want to focus your attention to verse 10 that says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. This morning I want to speak to you about a righteous reward. Three things I want to share so we can have understanding is he remembers, he records, and he rewards. He remembers, he records, and he rewards. Can we lift our Bible together and make a declaration here in the house of God? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, for I'm listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Amen. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Somebody stuck their tongue at me. Can we pray together? Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we're so grateful for your word. And we're so grateful that you sent it to this house to accomplish something in every heart and life in the room. So, Father God, we sang earlier, Father God, more love, more power, more of you in our lives. So as this word goes forth today, Father God, may it be of more of you. May it be seasoned with love. May it touch every heart and every life that is gathered here today. Father God, and I thank you and give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Being good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So first, for God is not unrighteous to forget. Amen. He's not unrighteous to forget. In other words, he remembers. So turn with me to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew 10. I ain't going to find Matthew 10 and John. There we go. Verse number 40. Jesus speaking. When you're there, say amen. It's not fair if the ones that have the iPads and the phones, because they just push a button. But praise God for iPads and iPhones when they're used for the right reason. Hallelujah. Because we used to say, turn off your cell phones. So now we just say, put your cell phones on mute. Amen. Verse number 40, Jesus says, he that receiveth you, receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Jesus said this, and John and Matthew 25, he says, I was hungry and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was naked and you clothed me. I was in hospital and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to see me. He said, what did we do these unto you? He said, when you've done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. In other words, God is not unrighteous to forget what you're due for the kingdom of God. God says, hey, we're stewards of the manifold grace of God. Whatever we do to bring him glory and honor. Amen. You know, it starts with faith, but that's just the starting point. We continue on the Father's business. I don't know about you, but if you're building a business, you're going to put some things in it to build a business. And we're in the Father's business. Amen? Amen. God's called us to be soldiers for the kingdom of God. He's called us to be stewards. He's called us to minister to the world. Amen. There's a world that's in need of an answer, and the answer is Jesus. The world is looking to all kinds of different directions and different places trying to find the answer, but the answer is right here. Amen? The answer is in the name of Jesus. The Apostle Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, he came to a place where he says in verse 2, we give thanks to God always for you, making mention of you in our prayers. Amen? When I pray for you, I'm never praying for God to sick you. When I'm praying for you, I'm praying for God. I'm thankful to God for you. You know? And I speak positive things. I don't speak negative things. I try not to get caught up in the negativity of this world. Amen? I want to be a positive speaker. Jesus was a positive man. He didn't see people where they were. They saw them where the Father was going to take them. Amen? And all of us are a work in progress. But the Apostle Paul said in verse 3, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, and labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and of our Father. You know, in James chapter 2, verse number 17, James writes, faith without works is dead being alone. In other words, my faith in the Lord has action behind it. We're action figures. I think in the and the little models and toys, they had action figures, right? Amen? And what was an action figure? What was the difference between the old toys and the new toys that made them to be an action figure? They could move. They could do something. Amen? And God didn't call us to be dead and stiff for the kingdom of God. Amen. And God called us with power to move. God's called us with power to accomplish and do great and mighty things for the kingdom of God. Amen. Not in my power, not in your power, but in His power. Because He says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Amen. Amen. So, hey, our faith has action with it. He said, with your works of faith and your labor of love. Look with me in Ephesians 5. The Apostle Paul said this, verse number 1, be therefore followers of God as dear children and walk in love, as Christ also have loved us and have given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Here's one of the things the Lord was showing me. See, Paul said that he talks about running a race. He said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I kept my faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. And what the Lord was saying to me is so many people are trying to run before they learn to walk. In other words, if you see a little baby, I know one of my grandsons never really walked. He went from crawling to running. Christian was unique. I believe it was Christian that he began to run on three, right? If I remember right. And I'm telling you what, he could scoot. You couldn't keep up with him. He went all the way from walking. But what happens so many times is we get hurt. God says walk in love. When Paul was running a race, it was a relay race. He wasn't running himself. He had a baton. He would run, he would pass the baton. And somebody else would run, and he would pass the baton. And he would run and pass the baton. Because we can't do it alone. God's called us as a team together. And the baton that we pass is the Word of God. See, we're in this together. We're in this race together. Amen. Praise God. But it begins with just walking. More love. Walk in love. What does love look like? What did Christ's love look like? While I was yet in my sin, Christ died on the cross for me. And he died on the cross for you. In other words, it wasn't about what we did for him. He saw something in us before we ever had a revelation or understanding. He saw the value. He saw the value of each and every one. Amen. God remembers. And Romans chapter 5. The Bible says in Romans 5:5, he says, "In hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." So we say this. Sing the song. Let me go ahead and do it one more time. Give Barbara Jean a chance to wait a minute. I'm coming back. More love.
More love. More power. More of you in my life. More love. More power. More of you in my life. Now I will worship you with all of my heart, and I will worship you with all of my mind, and I will worship you with all of my strength. You are my Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Man, they sing that so much better than I do.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
In other words, saying that is his love, his power. In other words, it's not my power, it's not my love, it's his love, his power. Amen? In other words, if I'm about my Father's business, I'm just a representative, an agent for my Father. Amen? And he remembers. He is not unrighteous to forget what? My work and labor of love that I've shown unto his name. In other words, he keeps a good record. He records it. Turn with me back to Malachi chapter 3. Don't get nervous. I'm not speaking on tithing. Hark. Malachi 3, verse number 16. The word of God says, "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, and that day when I make up my jewels or my precious things, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not." Amen. When I think of that, and Paul references himself as a servant or serving, well, what does a servant do? He serves. And what we're doing as ministers of the gospel is we're serving one another. We're not here waiting upon, we're waiting on. We're waiting upon him to wait on others. In other words, God's called us to be servants. Jesus said, "Who is the greatest among you? Who's ever the greatest servant?" You know, in other words, this is God's hands, God's feet, God's mouth in the world today. If somebody is looking where God is, he's right beside him. Anytime you come into an establishment or your workplace or whatever, you're a representation. You're a representative. And you know what? It's not something. God didn't call anybody to be secret agents. Secret agent, man. Nah. Amen. Amen. We're representatives for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Turn with me to James chapter 1. James James 1:22. If you're there, say amen. The writer of James says in James 1:22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. I know one thing. I know one thing. You can't outgive God. Amen. We can't outgive him. So whatever we're doing it as unto him. You know, do you work for the company you work for? You have to realize that your employer is God. He's your employer. That's the one we replace. He's my provider. When I gave my tithe, I don't know why we're going there. I gave my 10%. The 100% belonged to him. It all belonged to him. He just asked me to give 10% back. Amen? And he said, if you give 10% back, I'll bless the 90%. And you keep wondering why things aren't working. And you keep wondering why you don't have enough. I hear this saying, when I get wealthy, I'm going to do that. If God can't trust you with the little, he can't trust you with the much. Different message, but we were in Malachi 3 a minute ago. He let it down when he said, we're not preaching on tithing, but all of a sudden the Holy Spirit went right back there. Why? It's for your benefit. It's for your benefit. It's so that you can be blessed. God's a covenant man. We're in covenant with God. We do what he says. He'll do what he does his part. We do our part. Amen. I'm not here to beat an offering out of anybody. I'm here to try to get a blessing into you. And I know one thing. I proved it. He's faithful. Amen. Amen. Matter of fact, the Apostle Paul would say in 1 Timothy 6, let's go back to where we are. Step back. 1, 2, 3. He is not unforgetful. He is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love that you have shown unto his name. We're talking about his records. 1 Timothy 6, verse 17. Sometimes the Holy Spirit takes me on a rabbit trail. I need to come back, okay? Amen. Verse 17 says, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. Laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold of eternal life. Matter of fact, in 1 Corinthians 15, the Apostle Paul would say, be ye therefore steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. Hey, here's one of the things the Lord has laid in my heart is, you say, well, Pastor, I don't really know what I'm called to do. Or, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Put your hands to something. Go pull a weed. Move some rocks. Cut some limbs. Do something to the Lord. Do something to bless his. You know, God has given us this beautiful sanctuary, this beautiful property that God's blessed us with. It's to reflect His glory and His honor. Amen? So when I do things, I'm doing it as unto the Lord. Next Saturday, James is going to be here. And he's looking for people to help him hang drywall in the basement. We're almost finished getting the drywall hung. And there might be some different projects on Saturday that we're asking some men to come out and work. You know, do it as unto the Lord. And when you go down in the basement and you work, every child, every person, every soul that's touched through that place goes on your account. You know, D. James Kennedy said you can count the seeds in an apple, but you can't count the apples in a seed. Amen? So when we're doing things for the kingdom of God, we really don't know the effect it has in eternity. Amen? See, we get so caught up in, oh my God, I'm going to have to sweat a couple minutes. Well, you know what? I'm not going to toot horn. But Tuesday, we're working, right? Wednesday, I won't be able to walk. I'm not prophesying that. Now, take that back. Shut up! Amen? Amen? God is not unrighteous to forget your work and your labor of love that you have showed in His name and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Let me tell you something. When your work is done for the kingdom of God is when you're no longer here. As long as you're here, God's not finished with you yet. Amen? You know, I think they don't think, well, I'm just going to tarry until He comes. That's such a waste. Such a waste for the next generation that's coming up. That you have so much wisdom and so much knowledge that God has instilled in your life and you're not pouring it into that next generation. Amen. God's got a generation that's going to usher in His return. Amen. And we're raising, I believe with all my heart, we're raising up that generation. Amen. So what is He saying to you and I? Simply this. He's saying in Galatians chapter 6, He rewards. He rewards. Where I'm going. Galatians chapter 6, verse number 7. He says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Amen. You know, God's word says, if one of us suffer, we all suffer. If one rejoices, we all rejoice. Amen. And you know, we're here to work together with one another. This is a team effort. Amen. There should never be lack or need in the body of Christ. Amen. God is our supplier. God shall supply all my need according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. What happens so many times is God is provided for the need, but the holder is holding. In other words, when God says, let go, let go. When a man asks you something, the Lord's taught me something. I used to have this problem with, I'm a giver, and I had a problem in giving. That all of a sudden I would justify who I should give to and who I shouldn't give to. Who deserves my giving and who doesn't? And Jesus said to me, God said to me, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is given. In other words, don't you justify. If any man comes and asks you, you give. And give liberally. And give freely. Amen? Because everything I have belongs to Him. Amen? So, hey, I know one thing. I can't outgive God. But what He is saying here is that we minister to the saints and we do minister. In other words, hey, everyone, God's called us all to a ministry. Amen? Did you ask Him for some money? Did He give it to you? Now, are we with me, everybody? What are we talking about? More love. More love. More love. More love. It's giving. More love. More love. Do you think that God's giving you more love to be stingy and keep it for you? It's all about me. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing that you made it, because it's not about you, it's about me. I'm just taking the words of the song and turn them around, but that's sometimes a mentality. In other words, I want to share something with you. You want to be operate and walk and flow in the blessings? Start blessing someone. Start ministering to someone. Start giving to someone. And watch and see if God won't pour you out a blessing that you won't be able to bear. Amen. Amen. You know, God's in the funnel business. He wants to pour into somebody that's going to pour out. He ain't like this. It's got to be twisted like a funnel. I don't know what a funnel looks like, but amen. Amen. That's what a funnel looks like. Thank you. I was thinking of a water pump, like my well. We have a source. That's right. You want to preach? Come on. Stand up and give a word. I don't want you to read. I want you to tell something. I want you to give them a word. Tell them what's on your heart.
Yeah, buddy. Jesus Christ.
They don't know sign language talk.
It's the Lord of all.
That's right. Amen. 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 You know, when Dusty first started coming with me, he tried to come. He'd come with all this sign language and stuff. He didn't talk. Oh. And God said, no. God gave him a voice box to speak. So you wonder why that I may say, Dusty, put that in your sign language and speak, because sometimes it's easier to take a hold of our crutch instead of walking what God's called us to do. Amen. God's going to do something. See, we got all kinds of things in life that we use as crutches. Amen. And what God is saying, he said, let me be your crutch. Amen. Just lean on me. They sang a song like that.
I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. It will be long. Come on, need somebody to lean on.
I'll just call on you, Father, if you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. Have a problem that you understand. We all need somebody to lean on. We might be just rocking the place out here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't that the truth? We're talking about the body of Christ. We all need somebody to lean on. In other words, we have him, but we need each other. We need a shoulder to lean on. That when I go through the times of trial and I'm going through a fiery test, I am not alone. I know I have him, but I have brothers and sisters that's with me that are going to walk through the fire with me. Shadrach didn't go alone. He had Meshach and Abednego with him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Dusty. Turn me to Hebrews chapter 10. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10, verse number 35. says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. Cast not away your confidence, your determination, your perseverance. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Amen. We're not drawing back. We're persuaded. We're moving forward. We're determined. Hallelujah. We're determined. We're in this together. We're in this together. Jesus said again, I love the words of Jesus. And Matthew chapter 16. Let me say this. This is the body of Christ, and we all have parts. When God puts something on your heart, Pastor, the Lord's laid something on my heart. Don't look for me to call you out. I've got something on my heart. God uses everybody. We're all together. We're all together for the same good, for the same cause. Amen. You know, and everybody has gifts in the room. Amen. Let's let it explode in the house. Holy Ghost explosion.
Amen. Amen.
Boom! As a kid, I liked playing with things that blow up. I like the little quarter sticks, like the little dynamite, little quarter sticks of dynamite. I'll blow things up. The fruit was me. The man, I think, is very. Yeah. But I like to blow things up. And you know what I love to see? I just love to see a Holy Ghost explosion in this place. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And you know what it takes? It takes just a little bit of what? Gunpowder? A little spark? Spark of the Holy Ghost? Amen?
Amen?
Amen? Amen. You know, when we gather together in here, we ought to be expecting a spark. We ought to expect something to ignite. We shouldn't say, well, Lord, I've waited 5 minutes. Uh-oh, it's 5 minutes past someone's lunchtime. Hold on. God's feeding you in the Spirit first. Amen. I just love to see something blow up in the place. Not the church, Lord. I don't want the church to blow up. If you're sitting here and you've got that kind of spirit in you, we bind that in the name of Jesus. We don't want to blow the place up. Let me edify that. Somebody on their website might be saying, they want us to come and blow that place up. But look with me in, where was I? Matthew 16, verse number 27. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. What is our works? Our work and labor of love that we minister to saints and do minister. Our giving to others, given it shall be given back to you. I'll go to the end of the book. I like Revelation. So let's go to Revelation 22, verse 12. Jesus said, behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Amen? So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to us? God is not unrighteous to forget our work and labor of love that we've showed towards his name, and that we do minister to this, that we minister to the saints and do minister. What he is saying to you and I simply is this, is he remembers, he records, and he surely rewards. Today I'm going to close the service a little bit different. I just like for everyone in the congregation to stand up.